3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, et ainsi de suite. Pour les fractions d'heure, les fractions les plus typiques, 2:15, 2h15, 2:30, 2h30, 2:45, 2h45. Je vais vous demander une question et vous allez répondre avec l'heure. Une heure que vous choisirez vous-même. When do you wake up in the morning? Quand vous levez-vous le matin? When do you wake up in the morning? Répondez-moi. When do you go to work? Les jours. On Monday, le lundi. On Tuesday, le mardi. On Wednesday, le mercredi. On Thursday, le jeudi. On Friday, le vendredi. On Saturday, le samedi. On Sunday, le dimanche. Pour parler du passé. Yesterday, tout d'abord. Yesterday, hier. Last week, la semaine dernière. Last month, le mois dernier. Last year, l'année dernière. Last week, last month, last year. Il y a plusieurs années. Many years ago. When did you go to Pittsburgh? Many years ago. Autre réponse possible. A few years ago. Il y a quelques années. Many years ago. A few years ago. In a few minutes. Dans quelques instants. In a few minutes. In about 3 weeks. Dans à peu près 3 semaines. Par exemple, when are you going to Pittsburgh? In about 3 weeks. When are you going to New York? In about 2 days. Les saisons. In the summer. In the winter. In the fall. In the spring. Dans l'ordre cette fois-ci. In the winter, en hiver. In the spring, au printemps. In the summer, en été. In the fall, en automne. Pour une question plus exacte, par exemple, how long are you going to stay in Pittsburgh? Combien de temps allez-vous rester à Pittsburgh? How long are you going to stay in Pittsburgh? Et réponse possible. For 2 days. Pour 2 jours. For 3 days. Pour 3 jours. For a week. Pour une semaine. For a weekend. Pour un week-end. For. Pour. For 2 days. For 3 days, for a weekend, for a few minutes, pour quelques instants. Pour ce qui est du futur, next, prochainement. Next week, la semaine prochaine. Next month, le mois prochain. Next year, l'année prochaine. Rapidement, revoyons. Last year. 3 years ago. In the summer. For 2 days. For a few minutes. Next year. Next week. D'entendre la 33e leçon de English USA, première partie. Dans quelques instants, nous allons reprendre la deuxième leçon, toujours avec Martin Lerner, et les questions et les réponses par rapport au temps passé, présent et futur. Restez à l'écoute! English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Nous retrouvons Martin Lerner au bureau avec ses collègues. La conversation tourne autour de leurs activités différentes, l'endroit et le moment où elles ont lieu. Vous aussi, vous allez pouvoir exprimer la notion du temps. Next month, in a few minutes, in about 3 weeks.
Kara, when are you going to Europe?
We're going next month.
Can we go to lunch now?
Howard isn't here.
When is he coming?
In a few minutes.
Where are you going in Europe?
We're going many places.
Are you going to Bulgaria?
Yes, we are.
When are you going there?
Let me see. In about 3 weeks.
I have an uncle in Bulgaria. Can you phone him?
Of course. Please give me his phone number.
Okay. I'm going to bring it next week.
When did your uncle go to Bulgaria?
Many years ago. He was a student. He studied engineering. Then he worked in one of the factories for 3 years.
Did he stay there?
Yes, he did. He married. He had children.
When did you see him?
20 years ago. He came to see my father. He is my father's brother.
I'm here.
Good. Can we go now?
Were you waiting for me?
Of course.
Yes, let's go.
Martin, when are we going to Georgetown University?
Next week. The demonstration is on Wednesday.
What demonstration is that?
It is Environmental Day. There's a big demonstration.
What is Environmental Day?
The students are having a demonstration about environmental problems. Kara and I are going to write a story.
What problems are they demonstrating about?
Many problems.
We're going to write about river pollution.
Yes, the university is on the river. We want to listen to the speakers. We want to write about pollution.
We had a story about ocean pollution.
When?
A few weeks ago. We visited the Atlantic Ocean.
When did you go to the Atlantic Ocean?
In the summer.
Did you see pollution?